Welcome back to Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr. North Dakota Corn Council Studio coming to you from the Proceed booth. Thanks for the Proceed folks for getting us up here to the International Crop Expo at the Alaris Center. And there's another day tomorrow. So hop in the rig or tell the hired man to finish up and come on up and, hey, spend the night in Grand Forks and all day tomorrow, more learning sessions here. And that's really what they do all morning long, lots of learning, and all afternoon. Just tomorrow, Molly Yeh, who is a food blogger, and she's got a food network show. She's going to be tomorrow. And Dr. David Cole, the ag economist, is speaking right now. So lots of learning things. Now, from the people who brought you aspirin, but it's Bayer Crop Science. Mitch Blums joins us. Hello, Mitch.
Hello.
And where's home base for you, Mitch?
I'm out of Fargo.
All right. So let's talk about the Bayer Plus program, which a lot of people use so many different Bayer products. You have so many varieties to choose from. And if you use enough of them, you're in the Bayer Plus program here.
That's right. It's so Bayer and Monsanto came together this past year, and this program pulls all of our products together into one program that the grower can earn some nice rebates on. And so they've already been used to getting a rebate, say, for example, if they used Husky or Husky Complete and combined that with Prosaro, they were getting a couple bucks an acre back. And those products still combine here, and if they used just two products, they would get $3 an acre back. So that's improved. But now, if they use more products, it starts to step up to even $4 and $5 an acre back, depending on how many products they use. And then we combine that also with some real standard used products like Roundup Power Max, and they can get $2 an acre back on the Roundup.
It's starting to add up there, Mitch.
Yes, yeah. And then we have... for soybeans, for the Xtend soybeans, we have Xtendimax, and there's another $2 an acre on the Xtendimax. So, yeah, it really pulls it all together nicely.
Boy, I guess. Are you seeing any trends here over the winter as producers are agonizing over decisions as far as what to plant, where to plant it, and just basically what to do for the spring of 2020? Are producers going in one direction or another?
I haven't. Well, I guess I would say to that the main concern I hear everybody talking about is, can I get planted?
Yeah.
And then after that, it's what am I going to plant? But just, can I get last year's crop harvested if I've still got corn out there? Will I be able to get on those acres and plant something? And then as they move forward, as we see how the rest of the winter and spring progresses, we're facing some of the same problems we have in the past. We're starting to see sometimes different weeds creep into areas that might be resistant to one product or another. And so one of our most popular products in cereals, in wheat, if they're looking at that crop, is Husky Complete. Mm-hmm. And what's made it popular is that it's an all-in-one. It gets the grasses and the broadleaf weeds. And there's actually three different modes of action in Husky Complete. And that's become even more important to think about as we start to see resistant weeds. We're having to put different things together to make sure we control them. And so Husky Complete fits that bill nicely.
Indeed. And most appropriate, again, for which crops now?
That would be for wheat, and that's an all-in-one. And then Husky is a broadleaf herbicide with two modes of action. And so, yeah, as they're looking at their different crops, they're going to be thinking about the weed control options that are out there that they have and what's been working in the past, what do they need to tweak or change, maybe if some weeds are showing a little more signs of stubbornness to go down.
Yeah, and it seems like every year they're a little more stubborn.
Yeah, it's Mother Nature doesn't want to give up. It doesn't make it easy for us because we come out with products that are really good and then we use them a lot, and sometimes we start to develop resistance issues if we use the same product too much. And
yeah.
But it's a natural thing that happens. If we select out the susceptible ones, the resistant ones can be left.
But there are two friends of the farmers that have been around for so long and will be around for so long. Atrazine, which is not in your, but Roundup. I mean, glyphosate, and now the different formulations of glyphosate in all these new traits, I mean, they are, it's a little miracle chemistry. No matter what kind of press it's getting in whatever part of the world, it is something that farmers utilize and will be utilizing likely for decades.
Yeah, it's been an incredible product to have the strength of Roundup on so many different weeds. Even though there are some weeds resistant to it now, it still controls an incredible amount of weeds, and it's just probably always going to be in the tank because it's still controlling a lot of weeds, even if we have to add things to it. And
We thought it was the silver bullet, and everybody that's all they used for a while, and, well, we lesson learned. Huh?
Yeah, at one time it was, and as were a lot of other products, but, yeah, especially Roundup because it controlled everything, really was. But, yeah, we're seeing some changes also in traits out there and what the options are to use. And I guess if we talk about corn and soybean a little bit, when we bring these two companies together, there are some product combinations that we really haven't spent a lot of time on. But we sell, for example, quite a bit of lattice and caprino in corn, and they have harness, or we have now, together. And that's can be a nice combination, again, to get multiple weeds, multiple modes of action. And then in soybeans, because some of these weed shifts are causing weeds to germinate later into the season, we're looking for products that will have some residual and last a little longer. And Warrant is a product that we'll be promoting more as a residual in soybeans and also in sugar beets, because we're getting some stubborn weeds in sugar beets as well. And there aren't as many options in sugar beet because they're all Roundup ready now, and Roundup's what's used. So that's something to also consider there to help out on some of those pigweed species type weeds that are creeping up a little further north in the valley.
Yeah, and any kind of the pigweeds, red root or otherwise, all the palmers that are out there, and now the amaranth that's in our neighborhood, going to have to really nip it in the bud, or even before it comes out of the ground, right?
Yeah, and you know, we've had different people say we should go out and actually pull any weed escapes and call those out of there, and while most farmers would say that's not very realistic, I'm not going to be out there pulling individual weeds. Again, if we can throw different combinations of products at them, maybe we can do a better job on that. And it's those ones that escape when they go to seed. That's what gets the problem started down the road with more of those resistant weeds or a species we haven't had to deal with up here before once they get started.
You know, we went to Farm Progress in Illinois last August, or Dakota Fest in South Dakota. I drive down the road. I'm tempted to stop and walk out in somebody's field and to pull that weed, because I know that that water hemp, it's going to spread the combine is going to spread a half a million or up to 1 million seeds for every one of those plants. So maybe you guys should start getting a little exercise and park the pickup, walk out there, and pull that weed.
Well, in whatever way they would have to do that to get those weeds out of there and have as just whistle-clean fields as they possibly could. It's going to prevent a lot of headaches in the future.
Yeah. All right, well, that's where Bayer comes in, and the Bayer Plus program. Again, the more you use, the more you get back, huh?
Yes, and one of the products we've had really good success with back to wheat is Prosaro fungicide for scab. We've had a lot of that used. It's become a gold standard and really performs well. We are encouraging people to consider sometimes a little higher use rate because as we've had these wet seasons, we have more head scab or fusarium, and if we use a higher rate, a higher level of control, and also a longer residual. So it's something that we would want people to consider. And we're also developing new products that are coming, and there'll be a new Prosaro coming out here in the next couple of years that will have another mode of action that will also give us another bullet, if you will, towards controlling fusarium head blight.
Excellent. And, how can you top the crown of higher profits, or how does the commercial go?
Yeah, and it's I guess it's always we're always working to improve and have something the next thing better.
All right. To get more info on all of the products that you mentioned, what's the website there?
That'd be mybearplus.com.
All right, mybearplus.com. Thank you, Mitch Blum of Bayer. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you for the visit.